Hey everyone, it's the audio experience. It's,
Oh!
Yep, that's right. In case you're wondering, this is Jeremy. The distant voice on the other end is Mr. Dusty Giebink. Hey, Dusty.
Well, Jesus H. Christ in a fucking chicken basket.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a long time, first, since Dusty and I have done a show together. Hence, we're reclaiming our name.
Yeah.
And then second, it's just been a long time since we did a Stunt Granny audio. So, this is a Stunt Granny audio number whatever, the audio experience edition. Whatever. So, well, Eric and I are the asshole edition. Kevin and I and Eric and you are just audio editions. And then I don't know what Kevin and you would be, but you guys need your own name too. So
I don't know. We've only ever done one show together. And as I pointed out to him when we're doing our audio, it's like we sort of feel the same role, you know?
Like you
and Eric are the assholes, and we're the, the steady rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have everyone fooled, that's why. So.
Right, exactly.
This could be the asshole edition as well, but... We don't want to let your diehard fans down. And I'm going, that Dusty's a miserable bastard. Like,
Oh, yeah.
You guys
didn't
know. Oh God.
Chances are Dusty secretly hates you.
Yeah. Yes. That's the joy of email, private messages, and not hitting the record button before doing this. So.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Well, in any event, there's a lot going on in wrestling, and we're going to talk about something.
Yes. Almost all of it, I guess TNA will be dragged into it only because of, you know, certain situations. But
right.
No. I'm not going to sit there and go, hey, let's talk about that Consequences Creed. Doesn't he remind you of Apollo Creed from Rocky? Oh, fuck, well, who cares? every time I see him, I'm going to throw up now, so... yeah. All right. So, anyways,
a couple weeks ago, I started watching Impact again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's probably under the influence of dangerous illegal drugs or something. But
well, it's because Eric keeps trying to convince us it's a good show again, or a decent show.
It's
decent.
Not.
Yeah, I know.
It's just as bad as it always was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In any event. I saw Jay Lethal still doing that Macho Man thing.
Yeah.
And I just put my head in my hands, like, they're still doing that?
Yep. Well, they're not going to get rid of it right now. Well, you know that one of them, someone in their creative is going, oh, hey, they got a Randy Savage DVD coming out.
Right.
All right, you can't drop that thing yet. So, and fuck, never mind. Anyways, WWE, that's what we're going to concentrate on. And the weird state of flux they're in right now.
A lot of shit going on. It's strange.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah, and this is going back, what, last week, was it? 2 weeks ago, possibly?
Yeah.
The first guy to get dumped was Ken Kennedy, or Ken Anderson, whatever you want to call him now.
Yeah.
He returns. He main events. He's released the next day.
Right.
And then...
This shows what poor planning is in this company.
Well,
you could tell they were going to push him to the moon. He said he was going to be the next world champion.
Yeah, well...
And then immediately gets fired. It just There's no planning, no structure in that company.
Yeah. Well, but from what was, you know, slowly leaks out from, you know, the rumor mill, apparently Randy Orton buried him.
Sure.
And then but even went so far as to go to McMahon about him. And then other wrestlers, you know, of course other wrestlers buried him, I'm sure, because wrestling's a petty fucking jealous business. And then, of course, it goes to, like, all the dirt sheets. You like all my insider lingo so far? And then that's been a while. I'm just got a lot of it to let out. But then, like, it goes and talks to Powell, Keller, Johnson, all those guys, and just says...
Right.
Well, no, man. You know, I thought it was pretty bad he's gone. All the while, they're like, cool. I got a slot opening up for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as Kennedy goes, does it even matter he's gone?
No.
Yeah.
You see, he was gone so long in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to miss him.
Yes.
Pretty much business as usual, except for that one shitty Nuggets-Lakers show, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which there was, I think there was on the Torch, one of the comments was, I was more interested in seeing these guys play a game of basketball than Russell. And
That's interesting that they played basketball, yeah.
Yeah, I had the exact same thought. When they all came out in those jerseys and stuff, I was like, let's see them play basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to see them wrestle. I mean, Raw's barely a wrestling show as it is now, so do something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, but no, and Eric and I were talking about this, and Kennedy has been gone for the majority of 2 years.
Sure.
Because the last time, well, we saw him in Detroit, WrestleMania 23.
Mm-hmm.
He gets suspended for wellness policy violation, what, a month or two later? If that. Then he comes back, gets hurt.
Right.
Then comes back again, gets hurt, and then while he's out, films that Behind Enemy Lines Columbia or whatever.
Yeah.
Then says that his shoulder is career-threatening, then shows up and starts, like, you know, promoting the Columbia thing.
Right.
Then didn't he, now, this is where I get lost in it. Did he come back for a match or two and then get hurt again and leave and then come back this time?
God, I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember that happening, but it doesn't mean it didn't.
Yeah, and this, that may be just something I've just thought up, but... But regardless, the guy's been gone more than he's been around.
Right.
And the worst thing that ever happened to him was the installation of the wellness policy, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you all know what I'm getting at. So, just
vitamins?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The vitamins he was taking were on the banned list now.
Yes.
But yeah, but and that was his detriment because when the wellness policy started, he suddenly turned into just an average-looking Joe with a weird pelt on his chin.
Yep.
I mean...
People like to say his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, that's right. Yeah, but his real name is Ken Anderson, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's only a step above Joe
Maybe
Smith.
He went by for most of his indie career, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, just from OVW also. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it wasn't like he didn't have talent or he didn't have, you know, the possibility of being it. But.
I don't think he would have ever been it. But I think he would have been a solid, like, upper second tier guy.
Well,
but
they
never
I mean,
fucking know because he was never fucking healthy.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so I think your estimation is probably the best it would have ever gotten with the history of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's what I was going for. Yeah, it's just embarrassing, and then a week like it was supposedly he injured his wrist on Raw, which he clearly hurt his wrist. Now that doesn't mean he broke it. Or sprained it or whatever. But he was clearly favoring it after that match.
Right.
Then he's got to go and do the dumbass Facebook video.
That Facebook video, by the way, didn't prove anything.
No.
Even with an injured wrist, you could still be able to do that.
Yes. Or if you hurt your forearm. Sure, it would hurt. But, you know, wrestlers have a higher threshold of pain. I mean, if you know what I mean. And that actually wasn't anything sarcastic. It's just these guys deal with pain on a daily basis just because of their job. So, he could have been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He could have been screaming inside doing it. But,
yeah, but he sure had that smug grin on his face.
Yeah. Well, it's just to show up all the dirt sheets.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I just don't care. I don't care he's gone. And I don't know. I don't care if TNA signs him or not, too.
Well, they will.
Yeah, and
because first of all, he was a WWE guy, and second of all, because what's his fuck? Joe's hurt, right?
So, yeah, Joe tore his tricep. Was it?
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is a spot for him now.
Yeah. Yes, but that actually brings us to Joe's possible replacement, if they want to do this. Out of the blue, WWE releases, or depending on who you listen to, quit.
Yeah.
WWE.
Yep.
So, and this is after a guy who came back, was hurt, you know, he was hurt, came back, disappeared for a while and came back, you know, looking a little bit better. And I know Bruce Mitchell, the Torch, was clearly trying to dig up the point that he came back looking normal and, you know, I'm sorry, not normal, but, you know, well, yeah, just, you know, slender and the gut was bigger. He disappears and he's bigger with less of a gut.
Yep.
And now he's mysteriously released or quit, whatever.
Right.
After getting a substantial push, too. I mean, well, substantial for WWE at least.
No one ever really gets pushed in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Because they then be able to move up the ladder, and that's not going to happen. So
I'm trying to figure out, and this is off course, but oh well, is there an actual ladder in WWE anymore, or is everybody just on... I'm trying to think how to explain. Well, basically, the ladder isn't up and down anymore. The ladder is now on its side.
It runs parallel, yes.
Yeah, so everyone's just kind of sitting there like, well, which way's up and which way's down?
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those mysterious ladders without a top to it.
yeah,
but I mean...
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, just no one... I don't know.
No one's going up. No one's going down. Everybody stays where they are. It's just antiseptic, even Steven booking.
Yeah.
That's all we ever get anymore.
Well, except, but we got a glimpse of the future on Raw, though, because they said so, and it just sent me shivers down my spine. When Michael Cole said, when Kofi Kingston beats William Regal in a non-title match, which is just dumb, he goes, you were looking at the future of Raw.
If the champion is going to win, why is it non-title?
Exactly. Yeah.
Help me.
Yeah, I know. But it was after that match, Michael Cole saying, we're looking at the future of Raw and Kofi Kingston. And I just went, holy shit, you got to be kidding me.
That is terrifying.
Kofi's just one of those guys that shouldn't be up.
Right.
But, I think we've spent plenty of time.
The real future of Raw is The Miz.
Yeah. Yeah, which, you know, was actually an incredibly, to me, I was shocked at that segment on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes out, and I was like, oh, okay, Cena's going to beat him. Here we go. They're just going to blow this already.
Yeah.
But then the Big Show comes in, and like, oh, okay, now I see how they're getting out of it. But then Miz came over and beat the bejesus out of Big Show with a chair.
Yeah.
And didn't get punked down for it.
Isn't that nice?
And Eric was like, holy shit, he just got over on the Big Show. And I was like, I'm fucking shocked. I mean, I was literally just sitting here watching the TV like, I can't believe I just saw that.
Right. And
I don't know. I maybe it's because it's The Miz. I mean, do you remember the shows we did for The Torch? We were relentless on this guy. And now he's one of the reasons to watch Raw?
He was horrible.
Life makes no fucking sense. Just... Ugh.
Read a cue card about the Diva contest.
Yeah.
He was horrible.
And here he is holding his own with Cena in the Big Show. Just, I don't know, man. I just keep waiting for that black hole to open up and just suck us all through. Shit doesn't make sense anymore. So
Well, his tag team partner was the other guy besides him that just drastically improved over the last couple years. So
that's true.
I think it's
that's true.
A real positive that they teamed together.
Yeah, because even when they put those two together, it was like, are you fucking kidding?
Right.
I don't know. But it almost seems like that's one of those things where creative stayed out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they had the dirt sheet on the net or on the WWE site. But for the most part, fucking creative stayed out of the way. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm sure creative had to help in some sort, of course, but, you know.
You can tell, like, if his interviews aren't being scripted, obviously they are, but, you know, not to the extent of most everybody else. It's nice.
Yeah.
He's allowed to say more than the average bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But it also helps that, you know, they have a daily show on WWE.com instead of on live TV, so you don't have to worry about ratings and whatever else, too.
Yeah.
It gives you some leeway. But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who the hell were we talking? Oh, Umaga.
So, yeah,
but,
Umaga.
Yeah, and I know Eric hated... Now, I know Eric hated the idea of him getting released. I still don't give a fuck. I mean, he was the monster that was barely a monster and never won a match.
Right.
Until he came back this time, beat CM Punk in Chicago, which in hindsight looks really dumb now, but, you know, whatever. So
I don't know who I was saying it to. I think it was Jordan. The time to have Umaga win would have been right before Punk won the title.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the right time to have Punk lose to him.
Yep.
Because he'd get the win right back on the same show.
Yeah.
That just shows that another case of them not knowing what they're doing.
Yep. And just, you know, if they knew Umaga was gone after this pay-per-view, I mean, that's clearly why they jobbed him out. And, you know, that still stands, and that's fine. It really is. But there could have been some other contingency, just something else planned. And having Punk win the Money in the Bank was not the contingency, we're looking for.
Yeah.
But there's another wrestler gone in a matter of, all right, well, I'll just say a week, you know, just to make it easier on us.
Sure.
And then Monday rolls around. Vicky Guerrero's given her notice. She's leaving.
Right.
So in the matter of a week, three, I don't want to say major. In Vicky Guerrero's case, and this is weird to say, she was the major player of all three, though.
Oh, yeah.
She was the only one that was consistent. She was on TV every week. She actually got, like, legit heel heat.
She was super over.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how bad is Chavo Guerrero if his uncle is over, he can't get over, and then his aunt is over, and he still can't get over?
Right. And he is positioned with both of them in order to get some of their heat.
Yes.
And he still can't.
It never worked.
He couldn't siphon off any of their heat.
I think the only time he had heat was when he had a fucking pony with him.
Yes.
God, how sad is that? I mean, you got to look back on your career and go, holy shit.
The most over I ever was when I had a fucking pony.
Yeah. Wow.
I would never want to look in the fucking mirror.
Yeah, I mean, unless he's invested his money wisely. But really, if you think about Chavo Guerrero, though. What's that?
Well, didn't he invest it in hair plugs?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Hair follicle replacement, I believe is what it's called.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Because they're not plugs. They're actual individual follicles. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they... I just wonder, though, I mean, but also in his mind, in his defense, he's on TV every week, not wrestling, for the most part.
Right.
And he's getting paid his contract?
Yeah.
kudos to you, dude. I mean,
yeah, hell yeah.
You're getting paid for very little. It's like very nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just think that, but legacy wise though, and you know, not bringing them up yet, but
sure.
That's got to be kind of rough. So,
well,
but,
he's the guy who, in my mind, he's either first or second in terms of X-Pac heat.
I don't know,
you know,
because I don't think the crowd even cares.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe it's been a while since, I mean, I know that, obviously I know what you're referring to with the term, but I'm trying to remember what it was like with X-Pac, what it sounded like with X-Pac when he would come out.
Well, I can just go by, you know, I used to have people come over to watch wrestling with me at my house when
yeah.
it was super popular, and just from the reaction of all my friends, you know, either something would be like, oh, right, cool, you know, or like, you know, oh, this sucks. But X-Pac would come out and it'd be like, oh, man, you know, it'd just be like disappointment. Like, now they're going to have him wrestle?
All right, I gotcha.
Spend the next 10 minutes of my life? So,
yeah, I'm with you. All right, yeah, I'll say Chavo's up there then.
So I would put Chavo either first or second, and the only guy who could possibly match him is Hurricane.
Yeah, but at least they stuffed his ass backstage, and now they're just taking him off TV again.
Well, rumor has it that they're going to bring him back to wrestle again, and that's why I bring him up.
Well, I know he was hurting again.
I hope he is.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just those gimmicks that, like, you know, go past their time. And the Hurricane thing is way past his time. And especially when he was doing the what's up with that thing again. It was like, oh, groan. Seriously. Ugh. But, yeah, so maybe they're making room for all these guys.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so Vicky leaves, and of course, she gets the usual, hey, I'm a female, that's not Trish Stratus, I'm leaving, send-off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Edge comes out and berates her. And in my current situation, fucking, I was cheering Edge on the entire time. And I know that's not right, but I don't care. So, I was telling Kevin and Eric, I didn't see a problem with anything he said, so...
Right.
But, yeah, but as a character, I just thought that was a weak way for her character to go.
Yeah. It really was.
I don't know. And I know she gave notice that she was leaving, so they wanted to get rid of her. But at least have something better.
Right.
I mean, yes, there was the hog pen match. Okay, I get it. They're having to roll around in feces and mud. Okay. But, I don't know. There could have been a better story come out of it for, you know, more compelling TV, but
yeah,
that doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. So, at least not on Raw. What else has happened?
Putting on a compelling television show doesn't seem to be a priority for them.
No, at least not as far as Raw goes. Well, compelling, yeah. But even in Raw's case, a solid show doesn't seem to be an issue for them.
No.
I mean, if you want a good show, watch ECW or watch SmackDown. I just...
Perfect right now.
What's that?
ECW is pretty much perfect right now.
Yeah. But the crowd pisses on everybody because they don't know who they are, so...
Sure.
Which is too bad, really. But, yeah, I mean, ECW is a nice, tight, one-hour TV show. SmackDown, I think it's a little long-winded here and there.
Yeah.
But you got to get everybody their shot to talk and advance stuff. And you got 2 hours to do it, so they allow them almost a little too long to go through with it. But
yeah, everything seems long-form
mm-hmm.
on SmackDown.
Yeah. But still, it's...
Like, mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, I find myself watching that show instead of when you watch Raw groaning through it. So.
Well, I can't even sit through it most weeks.
Yeah. Well, I did this week because I was talking to Eric and Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Trying to figure out what the hell else happened this week. Oh, Batista went down, depending on who you believe, with an actual legit tendon injury, or they were covering up a wellness policy violation for him.
Right.
So here's the guy that comes back. He's around a month, and he's hurt again, or 2 months maybe.
Yeah. I guess it'll be answered as to when he comes back, as to which one it is.
Yeah. Well, they're saying, what was it, 4 months he's out.
They're saying 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he really is hurt again, what's the point?
Yes.
What's the point of keeping him if he's just going to get hurt all the time?
Yeah. What is 4 months from now is what, October, right?
What is it? It's June, so July, yeah. August, September, October. Yep.
Yeah. So I can definitely see him making a return at Survivor Series.
Okay.
If, you know, but in, going with what you said, though, and I don't disagree, what's the fucking point? So.
How can you justify continually employing a guy like that?
Yes. Yep. You're exactly right. And well, but and the sad thing, though, is he's over. I mean, his music hits, he barely needs to say anything, and people are going fucking crazy for him. So it's a definite disappointment that that happened. I mean, they could have kept the title on Batista for a while, which actually makes Randy Orton losing the belt kind of curious. But
you know, it's just strange what's happening lately. Nothing makes any fucking sense.
Yeah, well, people were saying that, you know, that Mexican interview is probably what caused it.
Okay.
But who gives a shit? I mean, honestly...
somebody who can keep it.
Yeah. But honestly, he's a heel anyway. So if you want to use that, just go, oh, okay, this douchebag heel freaked out on a reporter. Well, fine. And then you go behind the scenes, you yell at him, but...
Right.
They should have played that shit up, really.
Would have helped his character.
Yeah. Just do something with it, but... Eh. But yeah, so then... So Batista's out, so there's yet another person out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was watching... I was looking at one of the... This is off of Pro Wrestling Torch's message board, so take this with a grain of salt, and this is just for discussion, period, okay?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio apparently wasn't at Raw, didn't show up, and... Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Hang on a second. He's not on Raw. Why the hell would he be on Raw? I just thought of this. Unless, you know what, unless I'm remembering this wrong, which is quite possible because I'm a fucking dummy. So. Yeah, someone else pointed it out in this thread, too. Yeah, of course he wasn't at Raw. He's on SmackDown.
Right. Unless, was everybody supposed to be at Raw or no? Yeah.
No, well, supposedly now they changed it to he wasn't at TV. And of course, remember, this is off of a message board, and they're saying they got it from Dave Meltzer. Who fucking knows? I mean, But I don't know.
Most things in cases like that are like fucking fifth hand, you know.
Yeah.
With maybe one or two words that Meltzer might have written.
Yeah, one or two of the gabillion words he writes a newsletter. So
the size of a small book.
Yeah, in the font size of an ant, so you can fit it all in. Fuck. That shit is impossible to get through. I mean, and it's not because he's not informative. Obviously, it's the exact opposite. But Jesus Christ, man.
The typos of a 7-year-old hacking away at a keyboard.
I swear he uses a typewriter. It's not even a keyboard. And no, it would have to be a keyboard to shrink that font down so damn small. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, I tried reading that thing at the gym one time. I was like, forget it. It's impossible. You know, I'm on the elliptical machine, and the thing's just bouncing all over, and I'm like, okay, forget it. There's no chance you can read this thing.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, so now it's possible Rey Mysterio is flaking out. I doubt it, because he just signed a, what, 3-4 year deal, so he's stuck.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's stuck. That's not a big deal. And now there's a possibility Jeff Hardy's leaving to take some time off. It's just a weird week. And and really, who the hell is going to take these guys' places?
Nobody.
Yeah, because it goes back to what we were talking about before with the ladder.
Well, guess who shows up in the midst of all this chaos?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, no, go ahead. What I was telling Eric was, you know, as soon as they show the ambulance, I was like, oh, there's Triple H. I don't understand why Triple H was there, you know, why Triple H was there with a, what's it called? An ambulance. Did he order that for, you know, for Randy Orton or something? I mean, just dumb. Seriously. Dude, have you ever seen the movie The Happening?
No.
This is fucking hilarious. It's M. Night Shyamalan's, like, latest movie or whatever.
Okay.
And I've got it on in the background, that's why I'm asking. And these people are watching on an iPhone and some guy's getting torn apart by lions.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? So if I'm distracted from now on, it's because I can't turn this hunk of shit off. This is just they're watching on an iPhone a guy getting torn apart by a lion. I'm like, no newscast is going to show that shit.
No.
I mean, not even Fox News. They won't do that stuff. Jesus Christ. Anyways, sorry.
Did you ever see The Village?
Yes. God.
What was your thoughts on that?
Oh, I thought it was a great movie. It was just it was magical. No, it sucked. It just sucked. Yeah. Oh my God, wait a minute. We're a village and trapped in time? I mean, not trapped in time, but I've got a deal worked out with all the airlines. Oh, fuck yourself. You do not. Ugh. Yeah, in case no one's seen the movie, here's what happens. The village is actually in modern times. They've worked it out to where no outsiders ever come in. So they can keep this, like, weird cultish sect in like, the 1600s or whatever.
That's exactly what it is. It's like a cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, congratulations, you just wasted 2 hours.
it was the Vinnie Roo swerve.
Yeah, but honestly, it's like this dumbass goes, I've got a great idea. The chicken is actually an alligator dressed in a bunny outfit. That's the end of the movie.
Right.
Now, we just got to get there. Like, oh, Jesus. The worst thing that ever happened to that guy was a Sixth Sense making a shitload of money.
Right. Because it encouraged him to do more dumb shit.
Yeah, and I actually liked the other one. What was it, Unbreakable? I actually liked that.
Okay.
Even though I figured that one out like halfway through the movie, so that wasn't a big deal. But
no, my friend Mark actually called The Village as it was happening.
Oh, really?
I bet you what it is, and then he called it. It was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like The Sixth Sense, I figured it out like 5 minutes before the end, so it doesn't really count, actually. Unbreakable, I called like halfway through the movie. I was like, oh, okay, he's the Lex Luthor in this. Okay.
Right.
But then I watched The Village, and I gave up. I didn't watch Signs. I didn't care.
Yeah.
For all I know, Mel Gibson's fighting the Jews. Who cares? And then what else did this guy make? Was it The Happening, his next one? Oh, no, the one with Lady in the Water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had no interest in seeing that because I heard it. If there's no like topless mermaids, I'm not watching a movie called Lady in the Water. Sorry, it's just not going to happen. So... Splash ruined my mermaid movie going experience.
That's right.
And by ruined, I mean it was perfect, so I'm not going to watch another one. So, so yeah.
Anywho,
wow. Well, I'm just like John Leguizamo and Mark Wahlberg in the same movie. How does all that talent fit in one movie?
They had to shoot their scenes separate so that all the awesome.
Yeah, there's no, like, it's funny. You say that in this scene, they haven't done any establishing shot yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you see Mark Wahlberg talking to somebody with like a little piece of like John Leguizamo's head in the shot. They turn away. And it's just a close-up of John Leguizamo talking to what we think is Mark Wahlberg. So
right.
It's entirely possible they're not even in the same scene together.
Interesting.
That's hilarious. It was just perfect timing on your part.
I like it.
Jesus Christ. But I'm not turning this thing off now. So. what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, Jeff Hardy possibly leaving now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's, I mean, another major, I mean, that's a major star to lose.
Oh, that one's huge, yeah.
Well,
that would be awful.
I don't know. I try to think about this one from a wider perspective. I don't really care if Jeff Hardy goes away. Me personally, I don't.
Sure.
Because I don't like the face paint. I hate his new music. But he's still entertaining in the ring. I just wish it was a presentation thing with him.
Well, people like him, is the thing, you know?
Yeah, yes. People love him. Jesus.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, so he may be going, so they gave the belt to him for a coffee break.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, gave it to CM Punk. And that kind of draws to the end, like, WWE's weird week.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about Punk winning the belt?
I don't like it. And I don't like the timing of it.
Okay, all right. I guess first, what about the timing don't you like?
Well, they could have drawn it out more. They could have used it to make money.
But don't you think they dragged it out kind of enough because he kept trying to cash it in and Umaga kept interrupting, though?
Mm.
Wasn't it like, you know, if he gets interrupted again or something that, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I do see what you're getting at, though, with the possibility of making money off of it, obviously.
Right.
But second, I thought it was weird and... Because I don't think they're going to turn him heel.
No.
So a babyface kind of going the chicken shit route and beating another babyface. Yeah, beating like a mega popular over babyface. That to me is what struck me as weird, unless they turn him heel from it. And if they do, then cool.
The way they booked it, they have to, right?
Yeah, and that's why I'm curious to see SmackDown this week, to see how they handle it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I saw the movie.
That's okay, it's a classic, I understand.
Oh my God. Anyways, no, if they turn heel, then I think you're right. I mean, I think that, then I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree with that or no?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
If they keep him babyface, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I could see him coming out after the ladder match. Like, if you're going to keep him face, have him come out after the ladder match.
Sure.
And not say anything. I mean, just all of a sudden, like, Hardy's music's playing, he's winding down the celebration, and, you know, so all of us can sit here at home going, why the hell is the celebration lasting so long?
Right.
And then all of a sudden have Punk's music hit, and this is how I would have seen if it was two baby faces.
Okay.
It's just all of a sudden Punk's music hit, and all of a sudden, you know, have JR and Todd Grisham go, holy shit, is this going to happen now? I mean, obviously not that, but just go, oh my God, is Punk cashing in now? And just have Punk come out on the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, I don't know, tap the briefcase or something. And, yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of gay, but that way at least he's given, like, notice, like, all right, I could have cashed it in right here.
Right.
And chose not to.
Sure.
And then, so whenever Jeff Hardy's making, you know, whenever Jeff Hardy's, like, you know, having his title, not title match, but, you know what I mean? Just
sure.
having some sort of title defense. I'm sorry. Having some sort of title defense that you never know if Punk's going to show up.
Exactly.
And then finally have Punk just sit there and say, no, you know what? Come the Bash or come SummerSlam. That's our time, Jeff. I've been screwing with you, I know. But this is our time now. I mean, I don't know. Just something like that. But
that worked for me.
Yeah. And then you at least got a month to drag it out after a month of him dragging it out. So,
right. Instead,
yeah.
he pulled an Edge.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, and then Edge even calls him on it, too. For the spoilers, Edge calls him on it.
Okay.
And he just says, you're trying to be me, basically. Because, you know, it's the second time he did it.
Right.
Or, yeah, it was the second time we did it, so.
Yeah,
it mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I got lost in our fantasy world of what should have happened. So I kind of confused myself, but, yeah, I don't know. But I guess that actually makes SmackDown stronger, as weird as that sounds.
Okay.
Because it at least makes SmackDown something where you're like, holy shit, I got to tune in to see what's going on.
Sure.
Like Raw next week, I have absolutely no reason to tune in.
No.
I guess other than trying to hear the Miz's explanation for what happened. Or like, you know, that little triangle there.
Okay,
outside of that.
10 minutes of watchable stuff next week.
Yes. Well, it's in North Carolina, too, so they're thinking Ric Flair's showing up. It's like, all right, whatever. But no, I just...
Hey, he could take over for Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just... I never thought the day would come back around to where SmackDown is the better show again. I mean... Remember when they had that stuff going on with Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, Rey Mysterio, World's Greatest Tag Team,
yeah.
Brock was on there, Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that stuff. SmackDown was a kick-ass show to watch.
It was awesome.
And then it just kind of fell apart for a while.
Right.
And now it's back. I mean, I don't know.
It's evolution, baby.
Yeah. Evolution is a mystery. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
But I mean, what would you rather tune into? Friday to figure out and see what CM Punk says and how Edge and Jeff react? Or would you rather watch Monday next week to listen about Triple H being out for a month or two?
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It just seems like an easy choice now. And then ECW just carries on in its own little bubble.
Yep.
With new talent that's, you know, hasn't gotten boring. So, not yet at least. So.
This is before the weight of the world crashes down.
Yeah. And which it will, so.
Oh, it will.
Until they pluck those guys from ECW and then we get some more Florida guys. And we're like, shit, what are these Florida guys doing on TV? Ugh. But... I think we've sufficiently covered enough.
Sure.
So, and I'm going to get the hell out of here because I have to use the bathroom and no one wants to hear that. So.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's
so, I'm going to sign out. So thanks for listening to the audio experience on Stunt Granny. And we'll see if we get any emails about it. So everyone have a good time. Have fun and get you next time.
All right, well, for Jeremy Mays and M. Night Shyamalan, this is Dusty Giving, and this has been another edition of the Audio Experience, and we'll try to do better next time.
cranberry sauce.